Secretary of Department resumes the session with Honorable John H. Lynch presiding. You may be seated, and we're on record now.
Okay, we're on record in State versus Knudsen. We're back from our jury view. The jury is not with us. The jury asked some questions. Some were, are those barrels where the snow was plowed to? And I told them that I'd ask the parties to put up the barrier to approximate where. And then there were one or two which, the one I remember is, were there cars parked at the trailer the night of the party? One of the other jurors answered yes, and I said, I think there's evidence in the case, or there may be evidence in the case about that. And there were one or two other questions like that, which, again, I think were innocuous, but they were questions where I thought most jurors would probably know the answers to the questions. And I simply said, I think there might be evidence in the case about that. There was, by the way, in fact, a dog and a cat in the house. The dog looked to be about 6 weeks old and was corralled in a little, looked like a little small version of a playpen used for kids. And the cat was rather stately and somewhat royal and just kind of sat there and looked at everybody. The TV was on. I considered turning it off, but it was on some kind of animal program that seemed to be entirely innocuous and neutral. And the volume wasn't loud at all.
Seemed to go smoothly to us, Your Honor, and we appreciate the widening of the driveway, too. That was an unexpected benefit.
I think our school bus driver... Well, in the end, I think she used good judgment not to try and continue that backing process. A couple of the jurors were looking into the house, and I reminded them that it had been changed. I'd already told them that, but I reminded them. And then comes the other shoe, so to speak. Four different jurors asked, how did they get the four-wheeler into the cabin? And I said, with complete honesty, I haven't got the foggiest idea. But it seems to be an item of, apparently there's a picture with the four. I didn't notice it, to be honest with you. If we want to tell them, I suppose we can talk about that. Or if we don't want to tell them, I want to at least tell them that the four-wheeler in the cabin doesn't have anything to do with this case.
I think that's apparent from the testimony. It's a curiosity. I had the same question myself.
Well, I'm just wondering if four jurors have asked the last in front of the rest of the jury, do we want to say anything or just ignore it? I don't care.
We've got those questions, and then we have the ones in the list, and I think it's time to tell this jury that the evidence is closed and that they will hear argument tomorrow.
That's appropriate. They were probably asking about the four-wheeler, not as jurors, but as spectators, probably.
As four-wheeler owners would be my guess.
Well, I tend to agree with that.